Rombo lo que es all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's sloka is
7.3.1.
7.3.1. 7.8. Yes. Hare Krishna. Over to you, Prabhuji. 7.3.1.
We'll begin with the Mangalacharan prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayantirayesh Nashtaprayeshvabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Omajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Parchatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we'll begin the seventh canto, third chapter, text number one. Sri Narada Uvacha Hiranyakashipurajan Ajeyam Ajaramaram Atmanam Apratidvandvam Aikarajam Word-to-word translation, Sri Narada Uvacha, Narada Muni said, Hiranyakashipu, the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu, Rajan, O King Yudhishthira, Ajeyam, unconquerable by any enemy, Ajara, without old age or disease. Amaram, immortal. Atmanam, himself. Apratidvandvam, without any rival or opponent. Ekarajan, the one king of the universe. Vyaditsata, desired to become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni said to Maharaj Yudhishthira, the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu wanted to be unconquerable and free from old age and a dwindling of the body. He wanted to gain all the yogic perfections like anima and lagima, to be deathless and to be the only king of the entire universe, including Brahmaloka. Purport. Such are the goals of the austerities performed by the demons. Hiranyakashipu wanted to receive a benediction from Lord Brahma so that in the future he would be able to conquer Lord Brahma's abode. Similarly, another demon received a benediction from Lord Shiva, but later wanted to kill Lord Shiva through that same benediction. Thus, self-interested persons by demoniac austerity want to kill even their benedictors. Whereas the Vaishnava wants to remain an ever-existing servant of the Lord and never to occupy the post of the Lord. Through Sayujya Mukti, which is generally demanded by the Asuras, one merges into the existence of the Lord. But although one sometimes thus achieves the goal of the theory of monism, one falls down again to struggle in the material existence. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Mataji, it's frozen.
Okay, it's frozen for everyone. Hari Bol. Please wait, Mataji. Internet may be not working.
Oh, I thought I am only one person who is not able to hear.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Suddenly there was.
Yeah, no problem, Prabhu.
Suddenly there was a disconnection. So, Rajan, Narada Muni is addressing Yudhishthira Maharaj by the word Rajan. Rajan is in the Sambodhana Vibhakti. Sambodhana Vibhakti. When you want to address a person, Hey Rama, Hey Krishna, that way, Hey Rajan, O King Yudhishthir is addressing like that. And in the sentence, the actual Kriyapada means the verb, is Vyaditsata. Vyaditsata is the verb. Vyaditsata means Vetata means the acharya, the meaning kartum aichata. That means the desired kartum aichata. He is desired to obtain. Vetata means desired to obtain. Prabhupada also translates as Vedata, he translates as desired to become. So then what is the subject of the verb? Subject of the sentence? Hiranyaku. Who desired to become Hiranyakashipu Vedisata? Hiranyakashipu desired. So what was his desire? What did he desire to become? So this is described in five words. Ajayam, Ajaram,
yeah, yes, Mataji, we will tell to Prabhuji that.
Prabhuji got dropped off.
Yeah, maybe next time when Prabhu comes, we can ask him to off the video, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So here in the chat box, Induleka Mataji has shared a Gita recital, which is on December 22. Early morning this time, we are going to do the Gita recital on that day because of the advent of Gita. So please, devotees, sign up in meanwhile, the Prabhuji joins. But each devotee is having only one slot. Please put only one time your name and do sign up. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, Prabhuji came. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, maybe you off your video, that might help you, Prabhu, with the internet.
I'm surprised. The temple dev, the Wi-Fi connection never goes down. Just go back also, I gave a class, but suddenly the Wi-Fi connection went.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've just taken the mobile phone, through that only taken the class.
Yeah, if possible, you can off the video, Prabhu, next time if it goes.
I'll continue. So... Hiranyakashipu Rajan, Ajayam Ajaramaram, Atmanam Apratidvandvam, Ekarajam Viritsvata. Hiranyakashipu desired to be Ajayam. He desired to be unconquerable. And Ajaram, he did not want to grow old, free from old age. Amaram, that means he wanted to be deathless. And then, so Atmanam Ajayam Ajaramaram. So he desired himself to be Ajayam, to be unconquerable, to be deathless, and to be free from old age. And then Apratidvandvam. Apratidvandvam means without any rival. Apratidvandvam, without a rival. And Ekarajam, to be the only king. To be the only king. So one of the acharyas, they mentions that Vakshyamana Abhiprayena Brahmaloka Paryantam Swasya Eka Adipatyam Kamayamano Abhut. That means he wanted to be the only king till the Satyaloka, Brahmaloka Paryantam. It's not that he wanted to be the only king only within the earth. Brahmaloka Paryantam Swasya Eka Adipatyam. He wanted to be the only unrivaled king. Are you able to hear?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, very clear, Prabhuji.
I hope you're able to hear me.
Yes, Prabhuji, but we missed what you said at the starting of the lecture. The five things that you mentioned.
Are you able to hear me?
I think Prabhuji is not able to hear us. We are able to hear Prabhuji. Jyoti Mataji, you can write in the text.
I can hear. Okay. So this is the actual shloka. This shloka is speaking about the Hiranyakashipu's desire, what he desired to be. And Prabhupada adds one more thing in the purport that... One of the difference between the asuras and the devotees is that asuras, they worship a devata to get certain benedictions. then after getting the benediction, they may use that very power against the very Devata from whom they got the benediction. So he gives the example of a demon, Vrukasur. Vrukasur received a benediction from Lord Shiva, but later wanted to kill Lord Shiva. So there is no concept of so could you please mention what you mentioned at the beginning? What I mentioned was that Hiranyakashipu had 5 desires. He desired to be Ajayam, to be unconquerable. Ajaram, he wanted to be free from old age. He wanted to be deathless, Amaram. And fourth is Apratidvandvam, he wanted to be without a rival. And Ekarajam, he desired to be the only king. These are the desires of Hiranyakashipu. That is a shloka. And the next point we are talking about is that the Asuras, they receive benediction from a Devata and then they use the power against the very Devata. But whereas in the Vaishnava conception, Vaishnavas, they have a, even when they become powerful, even when they get opulences from the Supreme Lord, they eternally want to remain as a servant of the Supreme Lord, want to remain as a servant of the devotees. They never want to occupy the post of the Lord. This is one of the contrasts given by Prabhupada about the the mindset of an asura and the devotee. So we will see that in this particular verse, the desire of Hiranyakashipu is mentioned. So the 7th canto, in this episode of this Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj episode, we can see the two extremes, the mindset of Hiranyakashipu and the mindset of Prahlad Maharaj. The desires of Hiranyakashipu are mentioned over here. he had these desires. With these desires, he is going to worship Lord Brahma. And then after worshipping Lord Brahma, he actually wants to occupy the position of Lord Brahma. Whereas exact in contrast to Hiranyakashipu, we can also find the same 7th canto, the desires of Prahlad Maharaj. So we will see some shlokas which talk about the desires of Prahlad Maharaj. So this whole episode of Hiranyakashipu, this episode is the clash between the peak of material consciousness with the peak of spiritual consciousness exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj exhibited the highest peak of spiritual consciousness, the highest consciousness of a Vaishnava, and Hiranyakashipu exhibits the peak of the materialistic consciousness. So we can see the complete contrast. So Prahlad Maharaj's desires also come in the same 7th canto. So Prahlad Maharaj says in one prayer, Tasmadamu stanubrutham akam Mashishogna Ayushriyam Vibhava Maindriyama Virinchat Nechamite Vilulitan Uruvikramena Kalatmano Panayamam Nijabritya Parshvam. My dear Lord, now I have complete experience concerning the worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity, and other material pleasures enjoyed by all the living entities from Lord Brahma down to the ant, Avirinchyat. Although he is actually, he's just a 5-year-old boy, Prahlad Maharaj, but he says that I have complete experience of all these things from Lord Brahma down to the ant. Maybe all the experience of the past lives, it is Lord is revealing to him. And then he says, as a powerful time, you destroyed them all. Therefore, because of my experience, I do not wish to possess them. I do not wish to possess mystic power, worldly opulence, longevity, and other material pleasures. My dear Lord, I request you to place me in touch with your pure devotee. Mam Nija Brithya Parshvam. Please place me in touch with your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant. This is the desire of Prahlad Maharaj. We can see exactly contrasting with the desire of Hiranyakashipu. Another place, Prahlad Maharaj, he speaks about his desire. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bikama manuya prapatan prasangat krithvatma sa surarishina bhagavan grihita soham katam nu visruje tava vritya sevam. Prahlad Maharaj says that because of my association with the material desires, one after another, kama bi kama manuyap, prapatan prasangat, I was gradually falling into the blind well full of snakes, nipatitam prabhavahi kupe, following the general mass of people. But your servant, Kritva Atmasat Surarushina, your servant accepted me as his disciple, Atmasat. And he instructed me how to achieve the transcendental position. Therefore, Soham Katamnu Visruje Tavabhritya Sevam. How can I give up the service to the your servant, Narada Muni? How can I give up the service to Narada Muni? This is the another desire of Prahlad Maharaj, how the Prahlad Maharaj, even when he was recognized by the Supreme Lord, his desire is that, how can I leave the service of Narada Muni and come to you? Another place, Prahlad Maharaj's desires are explained. Aham tvakamas tvadbhaktas tvamchasyam anapashrayaha Nanyate Havayor Artho Raja Sevakayor Iva Yadi Dasyasi Me Kaman Varamstvam Varadarishabha Kamanam Krit Asamroham Bhavatastu Vrinevaram. He says that Aham Tu Akama Tvadbhakta, I am your unmotivated servant. And Tvamcha Swami Anapashraya, and you are my eternal master. And na anyata iha avayor artho. There is no need of our being anything other than this relation, master and servant. Raja sevakayor iva. I just want to be your eternal servant. You are my eternal master. And we have no other relationship apart from this. Yadi dasyasi me kaman, if at all you desire, you want to bestow some benediction upon me, then varamstvam varadarshaba kamanam hrityasam roham, then I pray that within the core of my heart, let there be no material desires. Bhavatastu vrine varam. We can see the complete contrast from the desires of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is saying, Ajayam, Amaram, Ajayam, Amaram, Pratidvandvam, Ajaram, and Ekarajam. But exactly opposite is the desires of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, like we have, Prabhupada also says that Hiranyakashipu wanted to obtain all the mystic siddhis. He wanted to be the one unrivaled king up to Brahmaloka, till the point of Brahmaloka. But Krishna tells to Uddhava about the desires of a pure devotee. Na parameshtyam, na mahendra dishnyam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadipatyam. నయోగ సిద్ధిర్ అపునర్భవం వా మయ్యర్పితాత్ నేచ్చతి మత్ వినాన్యత్. సో వన్ హు హస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ హిస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆన్ మీ డిజైర్స్ నెయిదర్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆర్ అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ లార్డ్ ఇంద్ర నార్ అండ్ ఎంపైర్ ఆన్ ద ఇయర్ నా సార్వభౌమం నా రసాధిపత్యం నార్ సోవరెనిటీ ఇన్ ద లోయర్ ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ నా యోగ సిద్ధర్ నార్ ద ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ యోగ అపునర్భవం వా నార్ ద లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ అండ్ మై అర్పితాం ఇచ్చతి మత్ వినా అన్యత్. సచ్ ఏ పర్సన్ డిజైర్స్ మీ అలోన్. సో శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వీ కెన్ సీ ద డిజైర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డిఫరెంట్ డీమన్స్ whether Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha, Kamsa, Vrikasur, many other demons. They exhibit the different degrees of the peaks of the material consciousness. And then on the other hand, we also see the desires of the pure devotees. Let us see some examples. And then we'll also see something in between. Neither is not a neither a demon nor a pure devotee, somebody, some sadhaka, some struggling devotee, something in that case, in that category also we'll see. So for example, there are various places in the Bhagavatam about the desires of various devotees. If we see one example of Parikshit Maharaj, about Parikshit Maharaj, in Parikshit Maharaj's desire, Prabhupada says that the most perfect pattern of life was prayed for by Parikshit Maharaj. The most perfect pattern of life a person desires, that desire is exhibited by Parikshit Maharaj. What is the desire? Punascha bhuyat bhagavatyanante rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu మహత్సుయామ్యాం ఉపయామి సృష్టిం మైత్రశ్చ సర్వత్ర నభో ద్విజేభ్యః. పరిషత్ మహారాజ్ సేస్ దట్ ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ అగైన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ దెన్ లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ద అన్లిమిటెడ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ అసోసియేషన్ ఆర్ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ విత్ ద డివోటీస్ అండ్ లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ కంపాషనేట్ ఫ్రెండ్లీ రిలేషన్ విత్ ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్. This is the most perfect pattern of life desired by Parikshit Maharaj. And if we see other desires here, Hiranyakashipu is desiring to be the one unrivaled king up to Brahmaloka. The same Bhagavatam, the desires of the Devatas are explained. Devatas are saying that, Aho Amisham Kimakari Shobanam ప్రసన్న యేషాం సిదుత స్వయం హరిహి యైర్జన్మ లబ్ధస్ నృషు భారతాజిరే ముకుంద సేవ ఉపయుకం స్పృహాహిన. సో దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ అమేజ్డ్, దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద రెసిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భారత్ వర్ష. అహో అమీషాం కిమకారి శోభనం, what pious acts did these residents of Bharatvarsha perform? Or prasanna yesham siddhita swayam hari, or was it that the Supreme Lord became pleased with them directly? Because of that, they just got birth in the Bharatvarsha. What pious activity did they perform? Some pious activities? Or was it a just causeless mercy the Lord became pleased with them? Because of that, yair janma labdham drishu bharat ajire, they have obtained a birth in the bharat varsha. And mukunda sevau payukam, which is very suitable for serving Lord Mukunda. And sprihahina, which is desired by us. Although we desire this, but we are not able to attain it. The devatas are expressing their desire. What we desire is that we want to take birth in the Bharat Varsha because it is suitable for serving Lord Mukunda. And Devatas, they also conclude in their prayer, Yadyatrana Swarga Sukhava Sheshitam स्विष्टस्य सूक्तस्य कृतस्य शोभनम् तेनाजनाभे स्मृतिमज्जन्मनस्यात् वर्षे हरिर्यत् भजतांशं तणोति. दे से दैट इफ एट ऑल वी हैव सम पायस क्रेडिट्स रिमेनिंग इन अवर लाइफ सम पायस क्रेडिट्स रिमेनिंग इन अवर लाइफ विच आर ऑब्टेन्ड बाय परफॉर्मिंग सैक्रिफाइसेस स्विष्टस्य सूक्तस्य बाय चैंटिंग ऑफ द वेदास कृतस्य शोभनम or by performing charitable activities. By all these activities, we have obtained pious credits to become the Devata. If some pious credit is remaining, then what we desire is that tenajanabe smritimat janmanasyat. We desire to take birth in the Ajanaba Varusha, the Bharat Varusha. Why? Smritimat janmanasyat, because that birth is suitable for the remembrance of the Lord. Varshe Haririyat Bhajatam Sham Tanoti. Because the Lord distributes happiness to his devotees in the Bharat Varsha. So this is a beautiful desire expressed by the Devatas. We also see some other desires exhibited by Prithu Maharaj was asked by Vishnu, Varamcha Matkan Chanamana Vendra Vrinishvateham Gunashila Yantritai Naham Makairvai Sulabas Tapobir Yogena Vayat Samachitta Varti. Lord Vishnu says that I am completely conquered by your wonderful behavior. I am completely captivated by your wonderful behavior, and therefore you please ask whatever you desire. You please ask whatever you may desire. I am ready to give any benediction. So Lord Vishnu was expecting what Prithu Maharaj is desiring. And Prithu Maharaj's prayers are exactly in response to this statement of Lord Vishnu. So Prithu Maharaj says that Varan Vibhotvat Varadeshwarad Buddha Katam Vrinite Gunavikri Atmanam Ye Narakanam Apisanti Dehinam Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinenacha. Kaivalya Pate, O Master of Liberation. How can an intelligent person, Buddha, how can an intelligent person ask for benedictions from you, who is the Varadeshwarat, Varadeshwarat, who is the best among the givers of benediction? How can an intelligent person ask for benedictions from you, the Lord who gives all benedictions? And then he says that, I do not ask for those benedictions Ye Narakanam Apisanti Dehina, which exist for people in hellish existence, with minds which are a transformation of the gunas. Basically, I don't desire the people whose minds are in the three modes of nature, they desire material benedictions. And such people, they are actually desire for happiness, which is available even in hell. So I don't want to ask for those benedictions. And then he says that, Na kamaye nata tadapyaham kvachin nayatra yushmat charanam bujasava mahattamantar hridayan mukachuto vidatsva karna yutameshame varaha. Even in the worst of the difficult situations, I don't desire liberation. Sometimes when you go through some difficult situation, well, let me just get rid of this problem. Let me just be relieved of the problem. Like that, we desire. He says that even in the worst of the difficult situation, I don't desire liberation. Actually, the liberation or the happiness of Brahmananda is a very high degree of happiness. the Taittiriya Upanishad, the various degrees of happiness are mentioned. The first is the Manushya Ananda. 100 times superior to that is Manushya Gandharva Ananda. 100 times superior to that is Deva Gandharva Ananda. And then comes Chiraloka Ananda. And then Ajanata Chiraloka Ananda. Karma Devananda, Devananda, Indrananda, Brihaspati Ananda, Prajapati Ananda, and then comes the Brahmananda. So Brahmananda is a very high degree of happiness, but he says that Na Kamaye Nata Tadapyaham Kwachin Nayatra Yushma Charanam Bhujasava. I don't desire liberation, because in that state of liberation, the state of Sayujya Mukti, there is no opportunity to hear about Krishna Katha. Mahatta Mantar Hridayan Mukachyuto, which actually the nectar of Krishna Katha is stored in the heart of a devotee and which emanates from the mouth of the pure devotee. Which it is not available in the state of liberation. On the other hand, what I desire is that Vidatsva Karna Yutameshame Varaha. I desire Ayuta, millions of years, to hear Krishna Katha, which is going on in different places in the universe. And then further he says, Sa Uttama Shloka Mahan Mukachyuto Bhavat Padamboja Sudakananila Smritim Punar Vismrita Tattva Vartmanam Kuyoginam No Vitarat Yalambare. Says that the topics which emanate from the mouths of the pure devotees are even the wind touching a drop of nectar from your lotus feet. The pure devotees speak Krishna Katha. They are in constant touch with the lotus feet of Krishna. And the lotus feet of Krishna, there are certain saffron dust particles. And those saffron dust particles from the lotus feet of Krishna, they emanate when the devotees speak Krishna Katha. And when a living entity hears that Krishna Katha, he comes in contact with the saffron dust particle from the lotus feet of Krishna. As soon as he comes in contact with that, as soon as he smells that fragrance of the saffron dust particle, Smritim Punar Vismrita Tattva Vartmanam. Immediately, he is reminded of his constitutional position. He has, the living entity gets the remembrance of his constitutional position, which is actually, which even the yogis have forgotten. So, therefore, I desire only that Krishna Katha coming from the association of the devotees. Kuyoginam no vitaratyalam varaihi. Away with all these other benedictions, including liberation. I don't desire any other benediction. And further, Prithu Maharaj says, which person, after having heard the Krishna Katha, even by chance, which person, after knowing your qualities, which even Lakshmi Devi accepts with a desire to completely taste those qualities, which person will give up that satsang? Only if a person is in an animalistic platform would give up that association. And then Prithu Maharaj, he exhibits the desire of a Veera Bhakta. Ata bhajetvam kila purushottamam gunalayam padmakareva lalasa apyavayor ekapatispridokalir nasyat kritatvacharanaika tanayo. So he says that I have a desire like Lakshmi Devi. I want to worship your lotus feet like Lakshmi Devi. You are the gunalayam padma kareva lalasa. You are the abode of all the qualities, and I want to worship like Lakshmi Devi your lotus feet. Lakshmi Devi serves the Lord by massaging his lotus feet, by making pawn for the Lord, by by doing Chamara Seva. These services are rendered by Lakshmi Devi in the Dasya mode. There are other services rendered by Lakshmi Devi in the conjugal relationship. But Prithu Maharaj desires to serve like Lakshmi Devi. He desires to perform those services of Lakshmi Devi which she performs in the Dasya Rasa mode. Because in the next shloka, he is calling Lakshmi Devi as the mother, Jagat Jananyam. So therefore, he is not competing with Lakshmi Devi in the Madhurya Rasa, but only in Dasya Rasa. But because I am desiring the service of Lakshmi Devi, perhaps there will be a competition between me and Lakshmi Devi, because Apyavayor Eka Patis Prudho Kalir. We both are trying to serve the one master. Because of that, there may be a sparda, Prudho Kalir. Nasyat Kritachya Charanaika Tanayo, because both of us will be concentrating on serving your lotus feet. So Prithu Maharaj is thinking that. He is having a desire. At the same time, he is also thinking about the what are the obstacles which will come in fulfilling the desire. I will be competing with Lakshmi Devi. And then Prithu Maharaj says he Jagat Jananyam Jagadisha Vaishasam Syadeva Yatkarmani Nas Samihitam Karoshi Falgu Urudina Vatsala Swayeva Dishnye Viratasya Kimtaya. Says, O Lord of the universe, Jagadisha, Jagat Jananyam, the mother of the universe, Lakshmi Devi, perhaps she may become angry with me. Because I am also desiring the same service rendered by her. But I have faith in you that you will take only my side. I have faith that you will take my side. So it appears that Prithu Maharaj is exhibiting a pride. He seems, well, I am so great that Lord will take my side. He is so proud that he is thinking of competing with Lakshmi Devi. It may appear that Prithu Maharaj is actually very proud. But actually, Prithu Maharaj is having a humble mood. Karoshi Falgu Urudina Vatsala. Actually, Falgu, I have performed insignificant service to you. Because whatever Ashwamedha Yajna, this 99 Ashwamedha Yajnas I performed, all these come under the category of Karma Kanda. They are all insignificant service. But although I am an insignificant servant, I have faith in your quality that you take the side of the insignificant devotee. Dina Vatsala, I have faith that your quality as Dina Vatsala. So therefore, although I am competing with Lakshmi Devi, I have faith that Swayeva Dishnye Biratasya Kimtaya, that you will only take my side, you will favor me. So, Prithu Maharaj is having a very tall desire. It appears he is competing with Lakshmi Devi. This is a sign of a Veera Bhakta. Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that a Veera Bhakta, sometimes he appears to exhibit a mood in which he actually... He may actually downplay the position of other exalted devotees of the Lord. He may speak as if the other exalted devotees of Krishna are in an ordinary position. For example, one verse about the Veera Bhakta is explained that Pralamba Ripurishwaro Bhavatuka Kritiste Name Kumara Makaradvajat Apina Kinchidaste Palam. Balaram, the enemy of Pralamba, may be the Supreme Lord, Ishwaro Bhavatu. But what use do I have for him? Kumara Makaradvajat Apina Kinchidaste Palam. What can I gain from the Prince Pradyumna?
किमन्यत् अहम् उद्दत प्रभु कृपा कटाक्ष श्रिया प्रिया परिषद अग्रिमान न गणयामि भामामपि सिंस आई हैव बीन एलिवेटेड बाय द वेल्थ ऑफ कृष्णास ग्लैंस ऑफ मर्सी आई डू नॉट गिव रिगार्ड इवन टू सत्यभामा द हेड ऑफ द ऑल कृष्णास फॉलोवर्स. सो इन दिस वर्स this is an example of a devotee in the as a veera bhakta. This cannot be imitated. A veera bhakta, he has a unlimited great greed or eagerness to serve Krishna, and in that great unlimited eagerness to serve Krishna, apparently he may appear to speak in an insulting way, or making the other great associates of Krishna, putting them in an ordinary way. So this cannot be judged on external level. This is arising from his intense eagerness to serve Krishna. So Prithu Maharaj is also offering a similar prayer. He is also counted by Rupa Goswami as a Veera Bhakta. So, but within that, his desire to compete with Lakshmi Devi, and that also we see his humility, that I am an insignificant servant, and because I have faith in your quality as a Dina Vatsala, I have faith that you will take my side. Not because that I am something great, that is because you have the quality of Dina Vatsala, you are more dear to the, you are kind to the insignificant devotee. So Rupa Goswami says that, कृपां तस्य समाश्रित्य प्रौडां नान्यम् अपेक्षते अतुलां यो वहन कृष्णे प्रीतिं वीरस्य उच्यते. द डिवोटी हू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा एंड हैज इनकंपेरेबल अट्रैक्शन फॉर कृष्णा ऑल्दो ही डस नॉट नोटिस अदर्स ही इज कॉल्ड अ वीर पार्षद और अ वीर अनुग. सो प्रथु महाराज हैज सच काइंड्स ऑफ डिजायर्स एंड फाइनली ही कंप्लीट He concludes his prayer by saying that, my dear Lord, just like a father knows what is best for a child, you know what is best for me, and then you only actually desire what is best for me, and then you give that benediction. This actually shows Prithu Maharaj's complete trust in the Supreme Lord. And so we see these examples. There is Prahlad Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj or Prithu Maharaj, the Devata's prayers, all these are prayers in pure devotional service, the desires of a pure devotee. And also we say in the Bhagavatam, some desires of a devotee who had material desires, but who is honest about this material desires. And that honesty is also appreciated by Krishna. Kardama Muni offers a prayer to Krishna. ये मायया ते हतमेधसस्त्वत् पादारविन्दं भवसिन्धुकोटम् उपासते कामलवाय तेषां राशीश कामानिरयेऽपि येस्यु. कर्दमुनि सेज़ दैट यू बेस्टो मेटीरियल बेनेडिक्शंस ऑन पर्सन्स बिविल्डर्ड बाय योर माया हु वर्शिप योर लोटस फीट, which is the boat to cross over the material world. But there are people who are bewildered by Maya. They worship your lotus feet for kama lavaya, for a particle of material pleasure, which is rashisha kama nirepi esu, which will actually lead them to hell. Your lotus feet is a boat to cross over the material world. But people who are bewildered by Maya, they worship your lotus feet for a particle of material pleasure, which will lead them to hell. After saying this, then Kardama Muni expresses his desire. Tatasa chaham parivodu kama samana shilam grihameda denum upeyivan moolam ashesha moolam Durashaya Kamadugangri Pasya. He says that although Tata, although I criticize the devotees with material desires, but I myself have an evil mind. Since I have approached you, a desire tree, you are like a desire tree. Your feet is the root cause for fulfilling all desires. But I have approached you with a material intention to attain a wife. Samana Shilam Grihameda Denum. To attain a wife who can fulfill all the desires in household life. And who is suitable to my nature. Samana Shilam. So, Kardama Muni is actually honest about his desire, and he's expressing his desire to Krishna. So Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Karmendriyani Samyamya Ya Aste Manasa Smaran Indriyartan Vimudatma Mityacharasa Uchyate. A person, Karmendriyani Samyamya Ya Aste Manasa Smaran. Somebody externally restrains his senses in the sense objects, but internally he is thinking about the sense objects. So such a person is considered to be a pretender. So Krishna also accepts a honest devotee, the grihastha ashram, a honest householder is more appreciated by Krishna than a cheating renunciant. So Kardama Muni, in that sense, we can appreciate Kardama Muni's desire. Kardama Muni, honesty means to accept one's desire, but not to remain in that position. Honesty means to accept one's position, but not to remain in that position. So Kardama Muni accepted the desire and asked the Supreme Lord to fulfill that desire. And it was also, Kardama Muni was also told by Brahmaji to actually become a prajapati and procreate and increase the population of the world. Therefore, it was ordered also by Brahmaji. Therefore, he is also following the orders of Brahma. And he also had some desire to some extent. And he honestly expressed that desire. But he did not remain attached to that material desire. He did not maintain that attachment to the material desire. At a certain point, he also, at an appropriate time, he also retired from the family life, and then he attained a complete perfection. So therefore, concluding, I'll conclude with a shloka from the Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that sadhana kale ye paryanta hridaya kama ache se paryanta varnashramadi dharmera apeksha tate. At the time of practicing sadhana bhakti, as long as there is material desire within the heart, hridaya kame ache, sa paryanta varnashram adi, one should remain within the confines of the varnashram system. So when we talk about the different desires, so in order to deal with the material desires, one direction, we practice bhakti yoga and we take the association of the devotees of the Lord. And there is a beautiful shloka about the power of sadhu sangha. This verse says that there are six benefits of sadhu sangha. Jadyam diyo harati. The satsanga, it actually jadyam diyo harati. It steals away the mandata of the buddhi. Manda buddhi, we say. Manda buddhi is the faulty intelligence or the wrong intelligence, contaminated intelligence. It actually steals away, it destroys the manda buddhi. Jadyam diyo harati. Sinchati vachi satyam. The second benefit of sadhu sangha is that sadhu sangha, it makes a person speak the truth. People want to there is definitely a cheating propensity among the conditioned soul. Therefore, they want to speak the untruth. But Sinchati Vachi Satyam, the Sadhu Sangha Satsanga, helps a person to overcome the cheating propensity. It makes a person to speak the truth. Manonnatim Dishati. Satsanga also awards a person Mana Unnatim Dishati. It awards a person a very high position. Manonnatim Dishati. Papam Apakaroti. Satsanga makes a person stop his sinful activities. It makes us papam duri karoti, makes a person stop performing the sinful activities. Cheta prasadayati. Satsanga completely pacifies the chitta. One experiences a genuine satisfaction in one's heart. Cheta prasadayati. Dikshu tanoti kirtim. Because of satsanga, a person's fame starts spreading in the, all the directions. Satsangati kataya kimna karoti pumsam. What will satsanga not do to a person? You see a few examples for this. One example, jadiyam diyo harati. We can see the example of Jadabharat's association to Rahugana Maharaj. Rahugana Maharaj says to Jadabharat, Namo nama karana vigrahaya swarupa tucci krita vigrahaya namo vaduta dvijabandhu linga niguda nityanu bhavaya tubhyam. O most exalted personality, you are not different from the Supreme Lord. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradictions in the shastras have been removed. Swarupa tucci krita vigrahaya. All the contradictions the shastras have been removed. In the dress of the friend of an avadhu brahmana, you are hiding your true transcendental blissful position. And then he says that jvara mayartasya yata gadam sat nidaga dagdasya yata himamba kudeha manahi vidasta drishte brahman vachaste mritam aushadamni. Your words are my medicine. Just as correct medicine cures a person suffering from fever, or ice water relieves a person burned by the summer sun, your words are the nectar. So he's saying your words are the medicine. They actually removed my manda buddhi. So vachi sinchati satyam. Satsanga makes a person become truthful. So one of the examples is, we can see the example of Valmiki Rishi. He was a he was actually a thief called Ratnakar. But by the association of Narada Muni, he gave up his sinful activities, papam apakaroti, this example for that also. And he also, by chanting the names of Lord Ram, he became so qualified that he got the qualification to describe the supreme absolute truth. So vachi sinchati satyam, on a just a moral level, we see that satsanga makes a person become truthful. But on a highest level, satsanga made the thief Ratnakara become Valmiki Rishi and made him qualified to describe the supreme absolute truth. Vachi satyam sinchati. And Dhruva Maharaj also says he got the satsang of Narada Muni, and because of Narada Muni's association, he performed bhakti and he got the darshan of Krishna. And he begins his prayer by saying that Yonta pravishya mama vacha mimam prasuktam sanjeeva yat akila shakti daraswa damna anyamsa hasta charana shravanatvagadin pranan namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. All my sleeping senses have been enlivened now. So although he was a 5-year-old boy who hardly had any training in literature, speaking, but by the satsang of Narada Muni, which made him perform bhakti, and then he, as a 5-year-old boy, he actually dis he started offering profound prayers to glorify the Lord. So sinchati vachi satyam. So manonnatim dishati. By the satsanga, a person gets a very high position, a celebrated position in the society. So the prostitute got the association of Haridas Thakur. And she became so transformed. Prasiddha Vaishnavi Haila Parama Mahanti Bada Bada Vaishnava Tandra Darshanete Yanti. She became such a celebrated devotee that many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to see her. Veshyara Charitra Deki Loke Chamatkara Haridasera Mahima Kahe Kari Namaskara. By seeing the character of that Veshya, everyone became astonished. So this can be an example of Manonnatim Dishati and also Kirtim, Dikshu Kirtim Tanoti. Narada Muni Manonnatim Dishati, he got the association of the Bhakti Vedantas from that, from an ordinary position of being a maid servant's son, he became the transcendental spaceman. Became a transcendental spaceman. And Papam Apakaroti, again the example of Ratnakar or the Mrigari, the hunter, by the association of Narada Muni, he stopped all his actually sinful activities. And a satsanga makes a person famous. Narada Muni, when Uttanapad was lamenting, Narada Muni told Dhruva Maharaj, Sudushkaram karma kritva lokapalai rapi prabhu aishyat achirato rajan yasho vipulayam stava. He says that your son is engaged in performing the most difficult task of pleasing the Supreme Personality of God, which would be difficult even for the great kings and the sages. And very soon he will return back home and his fame is already spread throughout the universe. Yasho vipulayam stava. And cheta prasadayati. Satsanga, it completely pacifies the mind. Cheta prasadayati. So Chitraketu Maharaj was completely in a agitated, in a very deep state of sorrow when his son died. But after he got the satsang of Narada, after he heard from Narada, Chitraketu Maharaj became hopeful. Vimrujya panina vaktram evam ashvasito raja. In this way, being pacified by Narada Muni, he got a hope in his life by the association of Narada Muni. The nashtamoho smritir ladva tvat prasadat mayachuta. Tosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam. Now my illusion is dispelled. So Arjuna also, by the satsang association of Krishna, all his doubts were removed. So we see that one way to deal with the different desires is the satsang, the process of bhakti. But at the same time, we have different material desires, that is the reality. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one should, as long as a person is performing sadhana bhakti, one should remain within the confines of the varnashram system, which allows a person to fulfill one's material desires by following the path of dharma. In that way, one can actually deal with the desires. One is through the path of dharma, varnashram dharma, and simultaneously the Sadhu Sangha, the path of bhakti. Hare Krishna. So to summarize what we discussed about the Hiranyakashipu's desires in the shloka. And then we discussed a contrasting Hiranyakashipu's desire. We discussed the Prahlad Maharaj's desires. And then some other desires of the pure devotees like Prithu Maharaj, the Devatas, the fifth canto, Parikshit Maharaj. And then we discussed, in order to deal with the desires, there are two paths. One is the satsanga and the path of bhakti yoga. What are the benefits of satsanga? And then we discussed another is that simultaneously be confined within the varnashram system. The path of dharma gives a regulated program to fulfill one's desire. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. If anybody has any questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for this very, very detailed, wonderful session, Prabhuji. It was really very thought-provoking. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for helping us to understand these different types of desires and how to overcome, and how Father Sangha is very, very helpful. Thank you, Prabhuji. So I have a few hand raised. I request Radha Jyoti Mataji. Please ask your question.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna and Dhanvat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question to you is, you mentioned that the Lord was very pleased by the behavior of Prahlad Maharaj. So my question to you is our Krishna conscious practices that we do in and out, every activity that has to reflect in our behavior. So is my understanding correct? Like, if our behavior is appropriate or our conduct is appropriate and it's validating with the Krishna consciousness in our behavior, so that is how the entire things that we do will be evaluated by the Lord. So is my understanding correct?
It is true what we are. It is supposed to reflect in our behavior. There are primary qualities and secondary qualities. Primary qualities is taking shelter of Krishna. Secondary qualities is the different Vaishnava qualities described in the Shastras. So eventually, even if a person is not developed those qualities, a devotee is supposed to live by those qualities. Especially when a person is connected to the parampara, when he is known as a devotee, one is supposed to live by those qualities. Because common people will actually judge a devotee based on those qualities. They may not see whether a person is... So he's taken shelter of Krishna, is chanting the holy names. They see the behavior of a devotee. Therefore, that becomes the best preaching for best way to attract others also. And sometimes we see other devotees, even if the other devotees, sometimes they are falling short on certain qualities. One may have to overlook it, and then one may have to focus on the primary quality of them. Of them having taken shelter of Krishna.
Okay, Prabhuji, I have noted. And Prabhuji, I have one more question. Is our faith going from conditional to condensed? The condensed faith that we'll get, is it that we'll get after the Anartha Nivritti? Is our fate going to condense after Anartha Nivritti, Prabhuji?
The 9 stages of bhakti, it is nothing but the development of faith. So starting for the first stage is Shraddha, but the whole, till the 9th stage, Prema, it is nothing but the more and more developed stage of faith only. So after Anartha Nivritti, definitely the faith becomes strong. It comes to the stage of Nishta. And then it further develops to Asakti, Ruchi, Bhava, Prema.
Great. Eternal grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. Okay, Shosham Prabhu, you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu. A lot of things to remember, Prabhu, from the class. Prabhuji, you were mentioning about Veera Bhakta, unlimited eagerness, apparently. He may appear to speak to down other devotees, something like that, right, Prabhu?
Mm-hmm.
But generally, that's not a common thing, right, Prabhu? We don't see, you know, we only see the devotee being humble and saying, you know, he's lower than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a different flavor actually.
Different flavor,
there
yes.
Are, so there are devotees like since, there are devotees like Satyabhama and also Rukmini.
Uh-huh.
Satyabhama, just because one flower was offered to Rukmini, she became so angry. Rukmini, even when she saw that the entire tree of Parijata tree was offered to Satyabhama, still Rukmini did not become angry. Both are pure devotees, both have different moods. So, even the perfect platform, there are actually different flavors of devotees. Prithu Maharaj is competing with Lakshmi Devi.
It's not an offense, Prabhu.
No, that's why I mentioned that it is arising from an unlimited attraction to Krishna. And in that also, there is a deep humility. He's thinking that I am an insignificant person.
Okay.
You will take my side. So it's not arising from pride.
Prabhuji, I will read something. I want some explanation for this. So this is from Canto 1, Prabhu, from the purport. Discussion between Yudhishthira and Bhishma Dev. Here also we see same comparison, Prabhu, like that. So he's saying Lord Sri Krishna inspired Yudhishthira to ask Bhishma Dev in the presence of many great sages, indicating thereby that the Lord's devotees like Bhishma Dev, although apparently living as an worldly man, is far superior to many great sages, even Vyasudeva. So something similar, right, Prabhu? Like here also, Bhishma Dev is being said that is far superior than Vyasudeva.
Because earlier Vyasudeva tried to convince Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting, but Yudhishthira Maharaj could not be convinced even by Vyasudeva.
Okay.
And then now Krishna is taking Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishma Dev. And he is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj to ask the questions to Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev's words actually pacified Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Krishna is showing in front of the whole world, he wants to glorify his devotee Bhishma Dev. So we see in this episode, Krishna publicly punished Bhishma Dev and he also publicly glorified Bhishma Dev.
Yes.
He publicly punished Bhishma Dev because Bhishma Dev was a mute spectator when Draupadi was being disrobed.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a great mistake. And Krishna punished Bhishma Dev publicly in the Kurukshetra war, that even if a person, even if my devotee as powerful as Bhishma Dev, is on the side of Adharma, he will be punished. So Krishna publicly punished. At the same time, he also publicly glorified Bhishma Dev as being greater than Veda Vyasa and all the sages from all over the universe.
Yes.
So generally, we see sometimes we may punish a person, but the punishment may become so public and then we may not publicly reward that person also. But Krishna's punishment and reward is so perfect. He publicly punished Bhishma Dev and also he gave his personal mercy by coming in front of Bhishma Dev in the last days, the last moments, and he also publicly glorified his position for the whole universe.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Very nice, convincing explanation, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for that. I think the other question also you asked in Prabhu, so there are no questions or hand raised.
Prabhuji, these two words looked very similar, Prabhu. The two words that I pinged.
Ajayam means I should not be conquered by anyone. Apratidvandvam means there should not be a rival for me. Yeah, it's almost similar. There should not be any competitor for me.
Mm.
Ajayam is especially, suppose there is a battle, I should not be conquered by anybody else. apratidandvam, there should not be even a rival. There should not be any rival king who is equal to me or something.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. If it's okay, maybe if there are any questions, we'll end the call here.
Yeah.
जय
राधे राधे
हरे कृष्ण
जय
जय गौरंगा
हरे कृष्ण गौरंगा।